The basics of organizing. The key steps here are, first, identify the significant pieces. Then, sort by one or more of these three factors: components, sequences, and/or priorities. And finally, detail to the required degree. I have never seen any two projects that needed to have exactly the same amount of structure and detail developed in order to get things off people's minds and moving successfully. But almost all projects can use some form of creative thinking from the left side of the brain along the lines of, what's the plan? Next, actions. The final stage of planning comes down to decisions about the allocation and reallocation of physical resources to actually get the project moving. The question to ask here is, what's the next action? As we noted in the previous chapter, this kind of grounded, reality-based thinking, combined with clarification of the desired outcome, forms the critical component of knowledge work. In my experience, creating a list of what your real projects are and consistently managing your next action for each one will constitute 90% of what is generally thought of as project planning. This runway-level approach will make you honest about all kinds of things. Are you really serious about doing this? Who's responsible? Have you thought things through enough? At some point, if the project is an actionable one, this next action decision must be made. Answering the question about what specifically you would do about something physically if you had nothing else to do will test the maturity of your thinking about the project. If you're not yet ready to answer that question, you have more to flesh out at some prior level in the natural planning sequence. The basics. Decide on next actions for each of the current moving parts of the project. Decide on the next action in the planning process if necessary. Activating the moving parts. A project is sufficiently planned for implementation when every next action step has been decided on every front that can actually be moved on without some other components having to be completed first. If the project has multiple components, each of them should be assessed appropriately by asking, is there something that anyone could be doing on this right now? You could be coordinating speakers for the conference, for instance, at the same time that you're finding the appropriate site. In some cases, there will be only one aspect that can be activated, and everything else will depend on the results of that. So there may be only one next action, which will be the linchpin for all the rest. More to plan? What if there's still more planning to be done before you can feel comfortable with what's next? There's still an action step, it's just a process action. What's the next step in the continuation of planning? Drafting more ideas, emailing Anna Maria and Sean to get their input, telling your assistant to set up a planning meeting with the product team. The habit of clarifying the next action on projects, no matter what the situation, is fundamental to you staying in relaxed control. When the next action is someone else's. If the next action is not yours, you must nevertheless clarify whose it is. This is the primary use of the waiting for action list. In a group planning situation, it isn't necessary for everyone to know what the next step is on every part of the project. Often all that's required is to allocate responsibility for parts of the project to the appropriate persons and leave it up to them to identify next actions on their particular pieces. This next action conversation forces organizational clarity. Issues and details emerge that don't show up until someone holds everyone's feet to the fire about the physical level reality of resource allocation. It's a simple, practical discussion to foster, and one that can significantly stir the pot and identify weak links.